Senator John Kerry speaks to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention in Cincinnati today. Having served in Vietnam, the Democrat has been organizing fellow veterans to support him. President Bush addressed the same convention on Monday.
All our nation's veterans have made serving America the highest priority of their lives, and serving our veterans is one of the highest priorities of my administration.
The president frequently spoke to and about veterans in the 2000 election campaign. So to learn more about the veterans' vote, we called Peter Fever of Duke University. He says the nation's 26.5 million veterans haven't been studied much as a group, but they are important this year.
And in a post-9/11 environment, the veterans' endorsement is a way of saying, look, I'm tough on national security. These veterans trust me. And for Senator Kerry's campaign in particular, it's the aspect of his biography that appeals to Walmart shoppers. Most Walmart shoppers don't live the life of privilege he's had. However, they can relate to his service in the military, and so it's a centerpiece of running Lieutenant Kerry for president.
When you say 26.5 million veterans in the United States, we're talking about people ranging from an 85-year-old World War II veteran all the way down to a 21-year-old who might have just arrived home from Iraq. What issues or passions about this country are they seen to have in common?
Well, we don't know for sure because that hasn't been studied, and it's probable that they don't vote as a coherent voting block because they haven't been mobilized as such. That being said, they care about the war on terror, they care about the war in Iraq, they care about national security and foreign policy generally, and they seem to care about that more than the general public does.
Now, during the 2000 election, President Bush said he would improve health care for veterans. He spoke about that a lot, in fact. Did he keep that promise?
Well, yes and no. Things have improved, but they haven't improved as much as the veterans groups would like. This is a perennial problem. Out-party candidates always promise more than the incumbent is able to deliver. And so some of Kerry's attacks of President Bush on veterans' medical care is almost word for word what President Bush said when he was a candidate in 2000.
While, as you point out, there are not comprehensive studies of all veterans, it's generally assumed that the military officer corps these days is majority Republican, perhaps overwhelmingly Republican, and that perhaps many veterans are the same way. Is that a reasonable assumption?
I do think it's reasonable. The polling we did this year had veterans favoring Bush by substantial margins. Mind you, that was polling before the Democratic Convention, and the one poll that was done after the Democratic Convention that I've seen had Kerry running even among veterans, so he probably made up a lot of the gap that was there in April and in June when we were doing polling.
Is this one of those groups where Kerry may be seen as gaining ground if he just doesn't lose the veterans' vote too badly?
Well, it's a group that probably tilts Bush's way in a normal election, and the fact that Kerry can make inroads in 2004 obviously is good news for the Democrats. But before you declare victory for the Kerry campaign, you need to wait for the Republican convention, because if the Democratic convention was a love fest for veterans, the Republican convention will be even more so.
If you were advising either one of these presidential candidates, what would you tell them to say?
There is a downside to making the military centermost in your campaign, and that is that it risks politicizing the military. So when you have retired four stars who are part of the attack dogs attacking President Bush or attacking Senator Kerry, that politicizes the military in a partisan way that's not good for civil-military relations. So one of the things I'd advise is to stop giving such prominent roles to senior retired military.
Not sure they're going to take your advice this year.
They will certainly not take my advice.
Peter Fever is a professor of political science at Duke University. Thanks very much.
Thank you.